Welcome everyone to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell and I'm the host of this podcast and the creator of Balance by Megan. On this podcast, we talk about all things yoga, wellness, health, and spirituality with guests from around the world. So grab your crystals, grab your essential oils, and let's dive into it. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell. I am the host of this show and an online and international yoga and meditation teacher. How is everybody getting geared up for the holiday season? Are you into it this year? Are you not into it this year? I've been seeing so many people putting up their Christmas tree like right away, and so many memes online that are like, it's 2020, you know, just do whatever makes you happy. And yeah, but it's been harder for me to get into the spirit this year. I mean, I am getting there for sure, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like I need to know what you guys are doing to get into the holiday spirit this year. So if you are listening to this podcast episode, make sure you take a screenshot of it and let me know, what are you doing right now, right in the first few weeks of the holiday season, to get into the spirit? What are you doing? I would love to know. And then hopefully you can inspire me to also get more into the holiday spirit. I feel like, man, has anyone here ever worked at a mall? Working in a mall, I mean, I know right now, 2020, not necessarily the same thing, but like previous to this year, working in the mall used to always get me so jazzed, because literally the moment Halloween ended, like everything Christmas happened. And I loved working in the mall during the holiday season. It was always so much fun. I haven't worked in a mall in like 8 years. I don't know when the last time I worked in the mall was, but I had the coolest job too. I used to work at Showcase. So for anyone who knows that, that was like the As Seen on TV store. So we had literally like the weirdest stuff. Anything that you saw in a commercial, we pretty much carried, but it was really, really fun around Christmas time. The rest of the year, it was like totally dead in that store, but around Christmas time was a lot of fun. So a little flashback moment for you of one of my first big girl jobs that I ever had. So today on the podcast, I am doing the holiday gift for yogis 2020 edition. And I wanted to do this. Usually I do like a little gift guide later, closer to the holiday season. But I feel like everybody is shopping online this year because of COVID. And so, you know, everybody's doing the shopping a little bit earlier because, you know, shipping has kind of been all over the place and a little delayed. So I wanted to do this earlier, although I still cannot believe it's almost the end of November. It's so crazy. So yeah, Christmas gifts, these also work really well for birthday gifts too, and any other types of gifts. So, and if anyone is listening to this and you want to send me a gift, I would do with any of these. I love these gift ideas so much. So let's dive right into the holiday gifts for yogis. Before we dive into today's podcast episode, just a little reminder to check out my YouTube channel. So you can go to www.youtube.com/balancebymegan. And on my channel, you will find an abundance of yoga and meditation videos on there. You'll find some of my podcast episodes on there and some wellness vlogs on there. So there's over 20 playlists on there. We have over 60 recorded videos for you that you get to do on your time from the comfort of your home. We have everything from yogi quickies, which are 15 minutes or under. We have morning yoga. We have yoga fitness. We have gentle yoga. We have yoga for beginners, intermediate yoga. There's meditations on there, everything from guided meditation for peace and stress relief to manifesting your dream life. If you would love to start taking your health and wellness game to the next level. We're going into the end of 2020 and moving into the start of 2021. And if coronavirus has taught us anything, it's now more than ever that it is important for us to take care of our body, for us to find stress relief, stress management, coping mechanisms and techniques. And what better way to do it than to practice from the comfort of your home and on your time? So use the link in the show notes to subscribe to my YouTube channel today. Click the bell button so you're notified every time I post new videos. And if you love the videos, you love the yoga, you love the meditation, and you want to support me, make sure that you share it with your friends and family. And let's get everybody's new goal for 2021, for the holiday season, to get healthy mind, body, soul. All right, you guys. So let's start off with the yoga gifts, or gifts for yogis. These also work really well for wellness junkies too, so we're going to just dive right in. The first thing on the list is a salt lamp. If you do not have a salt lamp, you need a salt lamp. I have one in the bedroom. They're so pretty to just even look at. And there's a lot of scientific research that goes into, you know, the ions that are let go from the salt lamps and just how much they're really great for like nighttime and like winding down. The only thing I will say about a salt lamp is in the summertime, if you do not have AC, be mindful because it is salt and they do melt a little bit, especially if it's like really hot out. We had a little bit of issues with my mom's salt lamp this year. Not a lot, just a little. It melted just a little bit, but they're so, so beautiful. You can get them pretty inexpensive as well. And there's all different types. You can get big ones, you can get little ones, you can get them for like candles and crystals. You can get night light salt lamps, which I just like, I have to have one. So get that person on your list, get your yogi, your wellness friend, a salt lamp. Next up is a diffuser. So I love my diffusers. I have multiples of them. And when it comes to diffusers, I'm not overly picky about like where you get your diffuser from. I know there's a lot of companies, doTERRA, Young Living, Sage out there that have diffusers. They're incredible. They're really, really well made. The customer service is really well on them too. So like if you ever have an issue with your diffuser, you can always like call up the customer service and get it resolved. But honestly, like even if you go to, you know, HomeSense or Marshalls or wherever you go, make sure, it doesn't really matter what kind you get. You know, there's some for $20, they range up into like $150, I'm sure even more expensive than that, diffusers. So just get a really cute diffuser, and then it would be really cute if you paired these with oils. So that would be like a really nice little bundle. You could get somebody a nice diffuser, and then you could get them one of these oils or a couple of oils. So the difference here is that when it comes to oils, you want to get really good quality oils. I cannot stress that enough. There's a lot of crap that is put into these oils. So please don't go to like Walmart or, you know, the dollar store. People get oils from the dollar store. Don't do that. They're full of additives. They're full of, you know, yucky stuff, pesticides, all that garbage. If you're part of my Facebook group, we talked a little bit about oils, and there was an incredible doctor that did a podcast episode. I hope I'm not getting this wrong, but I believe it was Dr. Christian Gonzalez who broke down oils and which different types you should be getting and what you should be looking out for. So for an oil to be classified as a natural oil, it only needs about like 5% of it to be an oil. The rest of it can be fillers, which is like, it's really upsetting to hear about because oils are not cheap, but you need to get good quality stuff. So if you're getting like a frankincense, which is a really expensive oil for like $15, it's garbage. Don't get it. It should be a little bit more expensive. I personally use the doTERRA oils. They're bigger bottles. I like the variety of them. But Young Livings is also a really, really good essential oil line. You can get sage. I used to buy some from Sage. I just, for my own reasons, I switched over to doTERRA, and I really, really love the oils. They're really pure. They're really natural. They're really organic. And Dr. Christian Gonzalez really likes doTERRA too, so he promotes them all the time. So just a couple of options. If you're like, I have no idea what type of oil I would even get somebody, you could do all of these. That would be amazing. But you could even just pick one of these and pair it with your diffuser. So lavender is a really nice option. It's really great for sleep. Wild orange is a really uplifting, energizing scent. It's really nice. And it's, out of all of these, it's probably the least expensive because it's a little bit easier to extract. Lemon is a beautiful one. It, again, very energizing, very uplifting. It's also really great as a cleaner too. So that's a nice option. Peppermint. I love peppermint. Oh, love peppermint. And eucalyptus. Eucalyptus is beautiful to diffuse, and you can also take it. I usually take some drops of my eucalyptus oil and splash them against the wall in the shower, and it makes for an incredible shower experience. Before we dive any further too, and I list off the rest of these holiday gift ideas, I'm a big believer in supporting local. However, the last time I checked, it's been a little while since I've checked, and hopefully the audience has grown since then. But we had over 26 countries listening to this podcast. So I didn't do like, oh, you know, if you live in like Durham region, go ahead and get, you know, your salt lamp from this company, because there's so many different people out there from so many different countries that it just didn't seem right for me to, you know, if you live, like, check my Instagram stories. I'm always promoting local companies and stuff. But you know, I just, wherever you live, if you can promote a local small business, please do your best to try so. I know that's not the case for everyone. I know that's not the case for everywhere. And I know sometimes, like, it's just not an option. Whatever you're looking for, you can't. You can't support locally. You need to get it, you know, off of Amazon or from a bigger chain. I'm just saying, like, I do it. You know, I've ordered things from Amazon before, because I couldn't find it locally, or because I knew for a fact that Amazon had it. And just do your best. Wherever you live, try to support those local small businesses. They need it now more than ever, especially with coronavirus, with the holiday season. It's just, if you can, please do your best to do that. So moving right along, this, the next thing I'm going to let you know would also be a really cute bundle, would be a really cute set to give somebody, but you could also do this on their own. You could get somebody a really cute, like, tea mug, a little coffee mug that has like a really cute saying on it. There's a lot of local places that do, that have them themselves, or you can get them to do like a saying or whatever that you want. And then it would be really cute to pair that with like a bunch of teas. So if your friend or wellness junkie is a tea lover, it would be cute to get them, like, you could do like a whole pack of whatever tea that they like, or you could do like a couple of individual packs and just give them like a variety of teas to go with their cute mug. I think that would be adorable. In my experience, a lot of yogis, a lot of wellness junkies try to reduce the use of plastic that they use in their life. So a really great travel mug, again, like your cute mug. You could get a travel mug that has like a really cute saying, or it's got like a yoga pose or some inspiring quote on it. Again, your travel mug, tea, and a cute mug, that would be a really cute gift to give somebody as a bundle. And to go with that, you could also get them a water bottle. So I have a stainless steel BPA-free water bottle, and it's really great because if you've been listening to my podcast for a little while, you know that I'm living with my parents and they live literally like in the boonies. But they're on well water, and it's like, well water, I know it's like a lot cleaner than city water, but it's got like a little bit of calcium buildup. So it's like, it just tastes weird to me. So we bought like one of those Brita filters with charcoal in it. So like it filters out all that calcium buildup. And then, so I just bring my water bottle literally everywhere I can. I made a really big conscious effort to reduce the use of plastic that I have in my life, especially plastic water bottles. I know that's not always the case. I know you can't always, or you're in a pinch or whatever, but get yourself a water bottle so that you can really reduce the use of plastic in your life. So teas, cute mug, travel mug, and water bottle would be a really cute bundle, but you could also get them on their own. Then we have, in line with your water bottle, they have crystal-infused water bottles that are so gorgeous. Now, you want to get your crystal-infused water bottle from a reputable source. Just like oils, there's a lot of garbage crystals out there, and some crystals flake off. Some crystals are like you should just not consume as like an elixir. So that it's more or less like when you add a liquid and you drink like your liquid that has a crystal in it. Some people you've seen some people do like moon water during a full moon. Some people will put a crystal into the water, leave water outside under a full moon. Maybe not everybody has heard of this. In the spiritual world, a lot of people do this and then they drink it. So there's a couple of crystals you want to stay away from. I'm not going to list them because I am not an expert in the crystal world, but I will also say if you are someone who drinks from a crystal infused water bottle or you buy one for someone, don't drink from it all the time. You can drink too much with like a crystal in it and kind of like overload your body. So just be mindful that, you know, if you do buy it as a gift, you're just letting someone know, you know, it's okay to drink from this, you know, once or twice a day, but don't drink from it all the time. And just make sure you do your research on quality crystals that are in these water bottles. In line with your crystal infused water bottle, you could also get your friend some crystals. You know, every yogi, every wellness person loves crystals. So I'm going to list some of the crystals that I recommend. However, I had a crystal expert on the podcast, Helena from My Crystal Cavern. Go back and listen to her podcast episode because she gives a lot of crystal ideas for the beginners in your life and what they're used for, what they're good for. So you can check that out. But if you were like in a pinch and you just weren't sure what to get, clear quartz is hands down always a winner. Everybody loves clear quartz. It's really good at releasing, absorbing, storing, and regulating energy and releasing negative energy. So clear quartz is always a winner. Rose quartz is the big pink, not always big, but the pink quartz that, you know, is often depicted. It's really great for inviting love and compassion into someone's life. And it's a beautiful, beautiful crystal. Everybody loves rose quartz. And I would recommend amethyst. So a lot of people kind of fall into the world of crystals because of amethyst, or they were given amethyst. It's that purpley, beautiful lavender. Often comes as a geoid, like a rock. I feel like I'm not great at explaining these, but like you can always Google what I'm trying to say here. It's beautiful. It helps also to release negative energy. And is really great for, you know, that crown chakra, if you're into, you know, chakras or anything, kind of connecting you to that higher consciousness, your higher self, higher power, whether you call it God, divinity, you know, source. So those are three crystals that I would recommend. But again, go check out Helena's podcast episode. And you could also get them a crystal book. So maybe you get somebody, you know, one of these crystals, maybe, you know, all three, and a crystal book to go with it so that they can start to add to their crystal book collection. The one I have is from Judy Hall, My Crystal Bible. There's a couple of other ones that I believe that she's written. Again, this is one that I have seen locally, like in a crystal shop or, you know, one of those mystical shops that we have locally. Again, I don't know if that's the case everywhere around the world, but this is something too that you could order off of Amazon if you could not find it locally, and that would make a really cute bundle. I'm all about the bundles this year. All right, moving right along. So if you know someone who has been really just starting to take their yoga practice more seriously, you know, maybe they aren't comfortable going into a studio yet. Maybe wherever you're currently living, you're back on lockdown. I know that's the case where I'm living. They've been really pushing. We'll actually find out today if we're going into a secondary lockdown, in which case I still think it's so, so, so important to keep your yoga game going strong, so which means going online. So it would be really cute or really nice option to get someone a year-long membership to their favorite online yoga teacher or studio. There's so many people out there, myself included, that have a membership site. And, some options are to pay upfront for the whole year. I would just let the person know that you're paying for a year. Maybe you could do like a gift card option. I don't know if that's the case for everywhere. Some of them do that. You could always just, input your credit card information for them, or just let them know that after a year that they're gonna have to change like a credit card file on file, if they want to keep going with it, because you're gonna stop after the year, or their trial might run out. So there's a lot of local studios that have gone online that have options to do monthly memberships, yearly long memberships. I mean, you don't have to do a year. You could do a month by month one, or just a month or 3 month trial. But that would be a really nice option because, yeah, it's really, really important that we support these online yoga studios and these online yoga teachers. It's no, if you are in the yoga space, teachers don't generally make a ton of money teaching locally. So if there's a way that you can support your favorite teacher or studio, then to get a membership would be super, super helpful to them and a really, really nice gift option. I know I would personally love for someone to give me a year-long membership to my favorite studios online. You could add on to that or do these next products by themselves. But a quality yoga mat. I've talked about the importance of quality yoga mat before. There's quite a few of them. Lululemon is my favorite. I always recommend Lululemon, but there's bee mats, there's jade mats, there's these new like cork mats. I just do not suggest, this is where you don't want to go to like those big chains or like, I mean, if you're going through Amazon, just try to look for like a Lululemon yoga mat through Amazon, but this is where you don't want. Like the cheaper the mat, the worse it is. It's okay for like sitting down poses or twist or something, but like anytime you need to do like a downward dog or a standing pose, you're gonna be slipping and sliding all over the place. So just do yourself a favor, get yourself a quality yoga mat. The ones from Lululemon, I believe, are around $60-$65, but it's so worth it. And the customer service from Lululemon, I feel like an ambassador for them. I'm not. If you do work for Lululemon, I'd be happy to chat to you about it because I feel like I talk about Lululemon mats all the time, but there's a reason why. They're incredible mats. You could do that on your own or on its own, or you could pair that with some blocks. So blocks are really nice for modifying some of your practices, for advancing some of your practices, just to even have with you. They make a huge difference. Straps are super inexpensive and they make a really nice addition for yoga props. My next suggestion is tune-up balls. So if you watch any of my stories on Instagram, if you don't, follow me at Balance by Megan, Meghan. And I do rollouts every single morning. So I do them on the bottom of my feet. You can do them on your quads, your back, like tuna balls are incredible. And most tuna balls, so I say tuna balls, sometimes that people use like lacrosse balls. The balls that I use are specifically called tuna balls and they come with instructions. So they have some video tutorials online where you can like roll up your upper back and learn how to do it properly and safely. There's a lot of like online workshops, myofascial release workshops that you can do to kind of learn how to do this in a safe way, but it's like a self-massage. Honestly, I love doing these workshops and I love doing my rollout in the morning. And the tune-up balls, if you know someone who like chronically has like a tight upper back or they work out a lot and they need to kind of counter that, the tune-up balls are a great way to kind of increase flexibility in the body. They help to relax the muscles, kind of stretch everything out. And who doesn't want their own massages that they can do anytime when they need to. Next up on the list is a couple of book recommendations. I love getting books for Christmas and birthdays, and I'm sure there's somebody out there who loves to get books as well. So a couple of recommendations that I have are You Are a Badass. So that's by Jen Sincero. She has three other books in that like category. You Are a Badass at Making Money. The first one, You Are a Badass. You Are a Badass every day or every damn day or something like that. I don't know if she has any other ones, but those three are awesome. So cool bundle to get, or get one of the books on their own. Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. If someone is really looking to deepen their purpose, their connection to meditation, and just it, like yoga as a whole. So remember, if you've been tuning in for a while, I talk about yoga not just being these pretty poses that you see on a mat. That's literally just one part of yoga. But if someone's looking to, you know, deepen their spirituality practice, Think Like a Monk by our fave Jay Shetty is an incredible book. And then there's a couple of other, like, 1001 Pearls of Yoga's Wisdom. Literally, like, it's a small book, but it's, like, thick. It's big. And it's literally, like, every page, so 1001 pages of, like, just little pearls of yoga wisdom. So some quotes, some ways that you can embody the yamas, the niyamas, you know, some poses that you can do. It's a cute little, fun little book. This is an older book, but I loved it. It's called 10% Happier. There's a little bit more to the title, but 10% Happier by Dan Harris. It's a little bit of an autobiography of his life, but it also really dives into the world of meditation. So if meditation has been something that your friend or yogi has been trying to incorporate into their life, this book was, I mean, my dad read it. I gave it to him and I was like, oh my God, I don't think he's going to like this book. And he really, really liked it. So it just talks about his story. He was somebody who was like so against meditation, didn't really understand the purpose of it, and meditation changed his life. So it's an easy read. It's digestible. And I think it's an older book, like I was saying, but it's a really great option to add to your book collection. And then a final book that I'll give you as a recommendation is Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. It's kind of for that person who wants to pave their own path in life, who wants to go against, you know, quote unquote, the norm, beat to their own drum. And it's a fun read. It's a nice read. It's an easy read. It's a digestible read. And it just kind of talks about, you know, this world of big magic and how we can live a life that is truly ours, and stop listening to other people, stop being affected by external and outside influence, and just do what makes us happy. All right. Moving on to a couple of other little products that you can do. Angel cards. Love angel cards. Where I live, you can get them locally. There's a lot of people who've been starting their own decks and what have you. So get yours locally if you can. Again, if you can't, Amazon is always an option. I have two. One is called Your Daily Guidance Angel Cards. Again, if you follow me on social media, on Instagram, you'll see these in my stories. It's like a purple deck with gold around it, and it's by Doreen Virtue. And then I have one called Mermaids and Dolphins that I kind of take with me when I go traveling. It's also by Doreen Virtue. And I love drawing angel cards every single morning. So that's a really nice option. Get your friend a sage smudge stick. And then you could also do, so an angel card and sage smudge stick would be a nice little option together, or you could do separately. Mala necklaces, mala bracelets. Again, a lot of places do these locally. Quite a few of mine are from Mala Prayer online. They have really beautiful options. I'm pretty sure they ship worldwide too. I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong, but last I checked, I believe they do ship worldwide. So you could get, you know, whatever one you're like, oh, that one's like super pretty, and just, you know, get that one for your friend. Or, you know, if your friend is like struggling with something like inviting love into their life, you could find a specific one. I know Mala Prayer does online like a description of each necklace, and kind of find the one that suits your friend and is needed by them. Going into the new year, a lot of people do vision boards. I love doing vision boards. And a nice kind of DIY version would be you could gift somebody like a DIY version and get them like a bunch of markers. You could get them a bunch of stickers, you know, quotes, sayings, maybe like some yoga pose stickers, just like a bunch of stickers. You could get them a canvas to go with it, some glitter, some glue, and you could give somebody the gift of, you know, if you know somebody is like really into doing their own vision boards, you could give them like a DIY version and then they can add to it themselves if they want, or you can add some more options to it, but kind of bundle that together in a little basket and there you go. Another option is to get somebody, you know, some yoga clothes. I personally love Fabletics, and I have a discount code that I will link in the show notes for you guys. But you can get two pairs for $24 if you sign up as a VIP member. And then if you choose never to like use them again, just cancel your membership. It's super easy. Or you can do what I do and you can skip the month until you want to get some new clothes. Or sometimes they have incredible sales that come on and I like hit up their sales real hard. But I like Fabletics because the quality of their clothing is spectacular. I haven't had anything that I thought was, you know, less than. It's all been really incredible quality. The price point is really, really good for the quality of these clothing. Two for 24. I mean, you could get your friend like two pairs of leggings. That would be a really cool little gift to give someone. The sizes are true to fit too. So in my experience and the people who I've referred to Fabletics, you know, if someone is like a small, then buy them a small. If they're a large, get them a large. Like there's not, I personally haven't heard anyone say, oh, you know, I bought like a large and I ended up needing a medium. Like the sizes are pretty true to fit and they have a variety of things from yoga clothes on there to, you know, if your friend's into like cycling or to working out in different, you know, they have different collections is what I'm trying to say. So that would be a really cool option. So that is your roundup of holiday gifts for yogis 2020 edition. Let me know if you have any of these. Were they gifted to you? Did you buy them for yourself? What do you love about them? Take a screenshot of it, of this podcast episode, and let me know. If you plan to buy someone one of these gifts, I would also love to see that on social media. You can screenshot it. Let me know what you plan to buy your yogi or wellness junkie friend, or hit me up in a DM if you need any specifications on any of these recommendations. I'm always happy to help. I love meeting people who listen to this podcast, especially since we are so international and we are all around the world, which I think it's so absolutely incredible to know that you guys enjoy these podcast episodes so much. When I first started this podcast episode, I literally just wanted to inspire others to begin and maintain their yoga practice. It has evolved over the year, and I am so truly excited to be heading into season 3, which is so crazy. Season 3 for 2021. So I love you guys. Thank you so much, as always, for your support. When you share this with friends and family, it truly helps to grow our community. It helps get more of the magic of yoga, wellness, and health out there. Every time you leave a 5-star review and rating, it makes my day. Honestly, guys, it's such a simple act that you can do that takes no time, and it makes my day. Like I can't even verbally put into words how much it means to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your week. I hope you guys are getting into the holiday spirit, and I will check in with you guys next Monday. Until then, namaste.